This is a hat trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Right, so I'm grating a nice red cabbage and carrot and apple salad. No red onions though, because Jane's she's off them because of her trumping. Come on then, are we doing this podcast or what?
Long hot days in the shade of some big old tree, making daisy chains and watching all the honeybees.
So what's this diet you're on then?
Well, I went to a nutritionist, yeah. And so she's taken me off garlic and onions and the nightshade family, which I was calling the deadly nightshade until you corrected me. She's taken me off potatoes, tomatoes, aubergines and peppers. So it's rather limiting as a diet, but I've been replacing my onions with leeks. Yes. And she said I can actually eat spring onions as well. And I've been using a thing which is used a lot in Indian cookery called asafoetida. Oh, and yeah. That's a garlic replacement. So I've been doing all right, actually. Even when I went to Spain, I managed to maintain it. You know, we got all the right ingredients from the supermarket. It was great. And then all the people in Spain were not... all the Spanish people, not everybody in Spain, but the people who were part of our group became fascinated by it as well, and they admitted that they had Trump problems too.
I think one should definitely get Tom on that diet.
Is he a Trumper?
Oh, not off. His Trumps are like cannonballs.
It's very close. Oh, I felt a spot of rain then. Did you feel it? I thought I heard a rain. No, maybe not.
Oh, did you?
Oh, Esther, your garden's looking beautiful.
Oh, well, thanks, Jane. It's just so nice. It's such a lovely day for us. Look at these chilies that have been growing.
Oh, they're lovely. You know, I could have chilies. They're not off the diet.
Are they not like a nightshade?
Are they?
They are, yeah.
Oh, I have been having lots of chili.
Oh, bloody hell.
Oh, I have been trumping a little bit, actually.
So I noticed there's a lot of these tree bumblebees, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's been nice, actually. Tom's got an app. Oh, look at that one. Oh. Just going around, like, looking.
Oh, yeah, he flashed another one there.
Yeah. They're all on those helium...
Helium blues.
They're like sunflowers.
Isn't your lovely cosmos still going?
Look at that funny bee there. Look.
Oh, yes.
That's sort of like wasp type.
Yeah,
thing.
It is, isn't it? It's very bright coloured.
Oh, my word. It's not an Asian hornet, is it?
Look at your bees, they're going wild.
Can you see that yellow pollen on the bees' legs?
Oh, yes. What's that from, do you think?
I think that's from the ivy.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, there's so much of it, isn't there?
Oh, that's interesting, because I was sat in the gardens in Brighton yesterday, and a big bumblebee came and just sat on me, on my dress, because I had this vivid blue dress on, and it had in its baskets... yellow in its basket, yellow pollen. And it sat on my dress for ages. It's ever so sweet.
Now, that's a bit unusual. Look, this time of year, there's a couple of drones still there at the door. Can you see them?
Oh, yes, I can.
Yeah, look, there's one going in.
Mm.
You think, really, they've got shut of all them by now.
I suppose it is still the end of summer. Yeah. Well, I know it's autumn, isn't it? But
look, there's still a few going up. You think, oh, I wonder if it's funny to think that they could be mating. But I suppose it is a warm day. I don't know. It's strange, isn't it?
Really lovely. It's so nice to see them so busy.
I know.
And have you had much of a yield this year?
Yeah, well, I think, as you know, I had a very good spring crop. You know, really good. And I've been selling my honey and made these lovely little labels. It's been a good year this year.
How much do you sell your honey for?
I sell it for £7 to my neighbours and £8 to
a stranger.
I don't know, yeah.
I don't know whether I've had any of your honey this year, have I? Well, I've hardly seen you.
Oh, you... trying to pull the wool over
now. Well, you brought me marmalade last time when I wanted honey.
Oh, okay then. Well, I'll get you a jar. Let's go in the shed and get you some.
I'll return the marmalade and I'll have the honey.
I'm not eating it.
I don't eat marmalade because I don't eat toast or bread.
Oh, flipping it.
I'm going to, but you did say I'll give it to you, and if you've not used it next time I come, I'll take it back.
Yeah.
So
we can do that.
So with them being so busy, the bees right now, is there more honey to come?
Well, not for you and I, Jane, no.
Just for the winter bees.
Just
yeah,
for the bees,
winter,
yeah. Because
yeah.
Yeah, they'll be collecting all the ivy nectar now.
So is that what you do then? So this late in the year, you wouldn't then harvest any of the honey at this time? It would all be for the bees?
No, I wouldn't harvest it now. And also ivy honey's a bit bleh.
Is it?
Yeah, but I've got four frames in there, and I thought, well, if it's rainy, well, the ivy was coming, and then I'll put those four frames back. So I've not actually taken the honey out of them. I just wanted to see. But actually, I think they're so busy, and I think it'll be fine. So I'll just check next week, and then we'll see.
But you're
see.
Not going to take any of the honey?
Oh, no, no.
No. With them being so active right now, mm-hmm. will that mean that you'll have to avoid? You'll be able to avoid giving them the sugar feed over the winter?
Yeah, but, you know, I've decided that instead of that sort of thing, I think I'm just going to feed them spaghetti bolognese.
Well, I've heard that they like that.
I think they do.
Are you going to give them tinned version?
Yeah, no, I don't want to give them supermarket stuff. I'm going to make a nice, wholesome, organic beef. Yeah,
that's nice. Nice and warming for them. Your shed's looking very tidy, Esther.
Is that a joke? Well, as you can see, I've got a lot of things in here because I found this whole box of letters in Miss Ella from, like, you know, when I came to Rada, my grandma and granddad and my mum wrote me letters, and my dad, and also, like, funny letters from my friends. And
she was so funny, my grandma. She used to write me these letters. I mean, this is a PS. She was talking about her dog. Patsy caught a daddy long legs yesterday, and she shook it three times as though it was a rat, and I couldn't stop laughing. Anyway, I've laughed and cried at these letters.
Oh, that's
There's so
nice.
There's so many of them, yeah. But these letters have been, they've been quite healing, actually, you know, because I've just been reading through them all. And it's when my mum was, like, you know, in sort of rehab and stuff like that when I was younger. And also when she came to London and she worked for this sort of posh couple and she couldn't really do the job, you know, and so they chucked her out. And then, but really funny things, like, you know, joining art classes and, you know, all sorts of funny things. So she's been really making me laugh and crying. It's been, like, really great.
Oh, I mean, it's just like a sort of magic area, isn't it, in your shed? I can't really concentrate on what you're saying because I'm just looking around because it's a feast of things, a feast of things.
I think I even found a letter from you from when you wrote to me after hunting Venus.
Oh! Yeah. I used to write lots of letters. I did write lots of letters to my old school pal, Patsy, and they were absolutely hilarious. I wish you could find it. I hope it's funny. Yeah. Well, that's me.
Thanks, little Esther, for being such a fabulous lover. I have really enjoyed working with you, and I hope that we will stay great friends after this job. Make sure you use this opportunity and go on to be as known and as superb as I am. Here are some gifts to help you along the way. Lots of love, Jane.
That is so funny. I'm going to come up here one day, one evening, and let's sit and have a laugh. And then I'll read your mum's letters, but not on the podcast, because I'll humiliate myself with my reading. Well, I could stay up here for hours just looking through stuff.
Aww.
Really, really wonderful. What are you doing next?
I'm just getting some plates out.
Gosh, how many plates are we having? Are we eating plates?
Shake your dressing. So here we are with the lunch. My preserved lemon, famous preserved lemon and courgette dish, which you said yours turns out dry, but this looks a bit wet.
No, this will look absolutely perfect. Perfect in the moisture.
Did I add the honey to this? Oh, hold on. No! Flipping egg.
Ooh.
Didn't have the honey. Hmm. Here, look, there's the honey there. So
this salad looks absolutely beautiful. It's got red cabbage, carrots, parsley, walnuts,
And so I'm just putting some honey in now.
And you've got your dressing there, yeah. Lovely. Oh, it looks delicious.
Actually, we want it to be nice and honey-ish. Let's see whether it's honey enough.
Do you want me to tip these olives into your that salad and won't spoil it?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Is that a good idea?
Yeah. Mm. Do you put olives in yours?
Probably can have. It's all green then, isn't it? Yeah. All green. Esther is at the moment drinking from the dressing jar to see if it tastes right. That's what they do in famous restaurants. Yeah. Did you know that?
You do realise that the chef's like drank out the dressing jar when you go, have you? It's like licked the side of the bowl.
Health and safety stuff.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Mm. Yes, that's lovely. Would you put all that on?
Well, may as well, because it's going to be nice, isn't it?
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
What's in the dressing?
So it's mustard, whole grain mustard, cider vinegar, nice olive oil. And honey.
Honey, how wonderful. What a feast.
Yeah, mine's a bit wet. That's...
No, it's not wet.
Why is yours dry then and mine's wet?
I think I may do the quinoa for too long, so it's sort of lost all its moisture. And then I sort of try and put what it says in the recipe, because it's from Persiana, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I try and do what the recipe says, but actually...
Well, I've done it. I've followed it, but I think that's a bit wet.
No, I don't think so. I think that's
good.
We'll find out, won't we?
Hey, do you want some butter? Butter or cholesterol helping spread. That's what I have these days.
Mm.
That's it. Put a few more herbs on that.
Ooh, dill. I love dill. I might just grab a bit of dough.
Okay, so we've got everything.
Beetroot? What's wrong with the beetroot?
That was going to be part of it. I'll just put it in the bowl. Part of the event is beetroot, Jane. Part of the lunch is my favourite root vegetable.
What are you going to do? What do we do with those?
Well, you just have to peel it now because I'm not going to
do
anything.
Oh, I'm not going to do that because I get it all over my clothes.
Oh, yeah,
hands.
That would look like you've gone through a massacre to get here.
No, I'm not doing that. Gosh, Esther, it's a while since we've done this, so I have to be careful that I don't do massive, horrible chomping. Ooh, Esther! Sorry, it's me that makes noise, not you. Would you like some hummus, Esther?
Okay, yes, I'd have a bit
of hummus. Is it hummus or hummus?
Well, what do you think?
I think it's hummus.
Yes.
But some people do say hummus, and some people say couscous.
Well, they're stupid.
Well, I've got a friend who's lovely who says couscous. I wouldn't say she was stupid.
Well, I think you need to help her out. Actually, it's not the right word.
Is it not couscous, then?
Couscous. I'll have some couscous, please.
It's not couscous, then. It's couscous.
It's couscous, isn't it? Well, cascas, if you pop.
Cascas.
I'll have some cascas. I love cascas. Do you like cascas?
I love cascas. I love cashcas. Cascas when I'm sat on a cushion.
I love cascas. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to eat something now, and I hope I'm not going to make a noise.
That was good.
Yeah. Oh, no, has it got apple or something in it, this salad? Apple or pear?
Apple.
Mm, delicious. Mm. So good, Esther. Absolutely delicious. And all the herbs, the parsley's coming through. And so good in your little seeds, your pistachios. So good. We were talking earlier, weren't we, about appreciation. And because I do really appreciate and love somebody cooking for me. Mm-hmm. That's something I just absolutely adore. And I find that when I cook for certain people, if they don't appreciate, I want to throw the plate over the top of their head.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that, Esther?
Yeah, I think that... You know,
yeah.
When you've done all that planning and you've thought about it and you've gone to the shops and you've done it and somebody just goes, oh, nice, you know, and you think, can't you say that was lovely or can't you give me a hug or, I don't know, but when I work on the community garden, people are so, like, grateful for the food that, you know, we share there and everybody appreciates it so much.
Do you think that's because it's sort of like communal and everybody's coming together and maybe they don't eat communally otherwise in their lives?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people who come, they're lonely or maybe, they're lonely, I don't know. But yeah, they get a chance to eat with other people. And I think you can enjoy your food more when you're eating with others, can't you?
So, Esther, before I pile into this beautiful food, how are you? Long time no podcast. For the last time we did a podcast was with Camilla. And
yeah, it was. Camilla, God, forgot about her.
Yeah, how could we forget Camilla? Yeah,
she did look nice in that polka dot dress, didn't she?
Yes, it was a beautiful green. But anyway, so it's a long time since we've come together. How have you been, Chuck?
It's been a funny old summer, hasn't it, with the weather. Went on a lovely holiday to St Ives, which is nice, because we haven't actually been away all together since 2019. And we had a lovely time. And when we came back, we loved it so much that we thought we'd actually like to go and live in Cornwall.
Oh, whereabouts?
In Lamorna Cove.
Oh, I don't know where that is. Where is that?
Well, nobody really knows where it is.
Oh, don't tell them then.
No, it's in the middle of nowhere. But it's so nice. But we decided after a lot of thinking that it probably wasn't very sensible.
Oh, no!
Because I think when you're in the middle of nowhere, you sort of forget, don't you? Like, you know, when you get a bit older and you think, well, I'll go and do that. But what if you really like it and then you're stuck in the middle of nowhere and you might get a bit cronky? So, Jane, what have you been doing?
Well, I don't really want to talk because this is just so good. I went to Cornwall and that was really lovely. Although the weather, that was quite a while ago, actually, that I went to Cornwall. The weather wasn't great. So we did quite different things in that we went to towns that we'd never visited before, like Foy and Penzance, which I've not been to. Well, not properly. I've not been properly to Penzance. Newlyn. Newlyn's lovely. Sweet little place with a lovely little cinema. I went to see Android City there, which was really good, from the Wes Anderson film. But really lovely place. Mm. Foy is very picturesque and beautiful. And then I went to Spain because my friend was 60 and her mum has a house in Andalusia. Very
nice.
Very nice. The weather was lovely. Yeah, it was just gorgeous, just loafing around the pool basically, which was really nice.
Oh, you know when you went to Newlyn, because that's one of my favourite places when I go down to Cornwall, did you go to Gelbert's or Gelbert's, I think it's pronounced? It's the it's an ice cream parlour that's run by, well, it used to be run by the grandparents of the gold medalist who did the rowing.
Oh, no, whereabouts is it?
It's just sort of on the, you know, the main little bit.
No.
And they used to, when we first went, there was the grandparents then. They were really old and they just used to sell one bucket, a big tub it was, of just cream-flavoured ice cream. You could have it with clotted cream and a flake, or just on its own in a tub or a cone. And that's all they sell. And it's like the most old-fashioned shop. Like, it's almost like a fishmonger's, but it sells ice cream. It's like slabs and all that, and it's so lovely. And we always go there every time.
Oh, no, I didn't go there. Went to the aquarium in Foy.
Oh.
Have you ever been to Foy?
No, I haven't.
It's a very little aquarium, but I found it very sad. Oh. The fish were very sad in there.
Was there an octopus?
Probably.
Oh, God.
There were starfish, I know that. No, I don't think there was an octopus. There were lots of carp.
Because there's an octopus at Newquay, and, you know, it's just in this big tank. And apparently it guesses what numbers for the lottery. Quite clever, you know.
Well, yeah, it's that wonderful film that was My Octopus Teacher, I think it's called, which was beautiful. And the octopus, he built up a proper relationship with that octopus. Oh, it's so full of emotions. Uh-huh. It was beautiful. Did you see that film?
Yeah, I did. I loved it. Do you think he ever took it home to had a bath with it?
I would think so, yeah.
Do you think he put a shower cap on it?
Yeah, he put a matey in the bath.
Yeah, he had bubbles and... Maybe that's what killed it off in the end. It did die.
Yeah. Still lovely salad, Esther.
Oh, that's lovely.
What's that you're drinking, Esther?
I'm drinking my famous kombucha.
You made it yourself?
Yeah. And now I've gotten so into it that I just drink it every day. It's like my rolling brew, you know, and this one's plum and ginger. It is so yummy. Do you want to try it?
Yes, please.
What, do you just want to sip? Mine?
No, I'll have some. Okay. Is it good for you?
This could really recharge you for autumn, this kombucha. Do you want to try it? See what you think. Do you like cider vinegar? Because it's a sour. It's got a sour flavour to it.
Mmm. Yeah, I do like it. Mmm, it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a fizzy sort of soury sort of pop, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It's got full of beneficial bacteria for your stomach and full of probiotics. So I think that could be your way forward, stop you from trumping too much.
But I'd have to start to make my own, would I?
Well, I could give you a SCOBY and you just get into the rhythm of it and you just brew it and it's over a fortnight and, and then you've got it and then, oh, God, and when you run out, you think, oh, I don't know, I'm going to live without me.
What's a SCOBY?
It's like a bacterial yeast thing. It's like a yeast thing. So it feeds off the sugar and the tea that you feed it with. And then it sort of, it multiplies. And so it has, people say it's had a SCOBY baby. It has another like SCOBY that grows. And this SCOBY is just full of goodness. It's got a way of turning the tea and the sugar into like vitamins and lots of health benefits, apparently. So
You look very well, Esther.
It's because I eat 5 bottles a day. It actually has got the one thing I do remember it's got is vitamin B, which is very good for your nervous system.
And vitamin B's are very good if you are a vegetarian or a bee
It's very good if you're a bee.
Vitamin B is very good if you're a vegan. Is it the B complex?
I don't know if there's B complex in there, but it's pretty complex. It's got a lot of sediment at the bottom of it at the moment.
Do you drink that as well?
You know what? I would drink the sediment.
Would you? So basically, I just get a SCOBY and a jar like, and a bottle like you've got.
Yeah.
And then what do I do with once the SCOBY's in there?
Well, actually, I make it in a big vat.
A vat?
Yeah, and then I brew it over a couple of weeks and then I just siphon it off. So I brewed it with some hot tea, which I cooled down with some sugar, and then I add it about 5 litres of boiled water with this tea, and then I brew it for 2 weeks, and then I take it off, and then I add a flavour of my choice. I've added all sorts of things. This is because it's seasonal. I've used plums, but I've used like peaches, apples. I've used lavender. That's one I used in my last brew. I've used cardamom. Plum and cardamom I use, peach and cardamom. I've used all sorts, apple and ginger, lemon and ginger, any flavour you like.
It really is delicious.
All right, so how are you going to recharge for autumn?
Well, I feel actually quite optimistic about autumn, even though I don't really like the dark, and I don't like waking up and it's dark. But I sort of feel that there's work opportunities. I like working through the winter. It sort of gets me through.
Yeah.
And there's like sort of, you know, things bobbing around. So I feel sort of a bit sort of energised by that, and just energised by a few ideas that I've got going. What about you, Es?
I've been obviously working on my meadow at work. We planted some more seeds. But I think this time of year is a time when you sort of like relax in a way, because there's nothing else more that you can do in the garden to make it look nice. You know, everything's sort of coming to an end in a way, and it's almost like the seeds are all let go of, you know, the plant lets go of the seeds and they sort of fall to the ground, and it's like a sense of, you know, like the fruits fall to the ground, the seeds are falling to the ground, and there's almost like a sense of, oh, you know, like we can breathe now, we can relax, because our work is done, as a, I suppose, as a plant might say, if it could speak. Our work is done! If it could speak, I think it would speak like that.
I like that voice.
Yeah, yeah. And that's it, isn't it? Its work is done as a plant. And I think our work is done, as in a way. In the summer, there's, you know, all the energy of the summer, it's quite exhausting, isn't it? And so we're heading into a time of, you know, more like enjoying ourselves, like fun times, reaping what we sow, and, you know, going into a much slower time. So I actually quite like the autumn in a way,
because I see you've got all these pumpkins lying here. Why are they lying near the window?
You know, I grew all my silly squashes.
Will you use any of these pumpkins or squashes for Halloween?
No, I won't. This large
phallic one,
I might sit on and sort of have a journey to the moon on it.
I'm going to say something a little ruder than that.
Oh, no, no. And this round one, and that round one, those two round ones, I might
I don't know, balance on my head.
You can have them as extra bosoms.
I could, yes.
Not that you need them. You could actually donate them to me because I could do some bosoms.
Yes, you could have two.
Some squash bosoms.
They look very nice in a nice big size 39
cup.
Like 39G for gigantic cup.
Well, I think our work is done here with this podcast before I dive back in for seconds.
You are greedy.
Oh, I am greedy. I'm not leaving any for Tom.
And I'll call you up whenever I'm feeling down.
Queen Bees is written and created by Esther Coles and Jane Horrocks. It is produced by Claire Broughton and John Wakefield. Our title music is Sweet Nothing by Amy Mae Ellis and Will Cookson. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Queen Bees Pod for pictures and videos from the hive. Queen Bees is a Hat Trick podcast.
Yeah, it feels so good just to have you around.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballyshoes.
And then I came across in a school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the Purple Hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at Twice Upon Pod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hat Trick podcast.